The message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
And career turnaround is the topic of this morning's impartation and miracle service. Assessing business and career turnaround. Business and career turnaround. God's intention is for us to have a turnaround in every of our endeavors, in our businesses, in our careers and vocations. And to assess this turnaround, there are vital factors that we must engage to be able to get this to happen. But before we go into that quickly this morning, beloved, what is business? Business is the exchange of value for mutual benefits of parties involved. The exchange of services, the exchange of goods and services between one party or another, and it is for profit. It is profit oriented. What is a career? A career is your vocation, your occupation, your calling in life is your career. Your vocation, your occupation. Whatever it is you are doing is your career. In the first service, I told us specifically that God wants us to prosper in business. I told us four important facts about business and career. For the non-availability of time, I will not be able to go into those points. It would be nice for you to get the CD and to listen to it over and over and over again. But in the first service, I spoke to us specifically on 9 major keys that brings us into success in our career and in our businesses. The first key is the key of solid foundation. Every building will be as successful as its foundation. Anything you want to start, start with the right foundation. Any vocation you want to start, start with the right foundation. If the foundation is shaky, if the foundation is not okay, there's no way you can be successful. It will speak in the future. The foundation is very important. According to Psalms 11 verse 3, if the foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous? That's why when building constructions are going on, we pay specific attention to the foundation so that the building can go. So watch the foundation of the business or the career you want to start. Don't start with evil. Don't start with iniquity. Don't start by cheating others to start a business. Don't swindle somebody to start your business. Don't close down somebody's office to start your own business. Don't close down a business to start your own business. Ensure that at all costs, you have a solid foundation. Number 2 key to success in your business and career is focus. Be focused on your assignment. Stop being distracted. Somebody else is calling. Should not be something that is attractive to you. Face your own assignment. Face your own task. Listen to me. The work God gave to you is enough for you all your life. If you will spend 100 years, the assignment God has given to you cannot finish it in 100 years. Because the path of the just like a shining light is shining more and more. That assignment should be growing. It should be moving forward. It should be progressing. You cannot finish it. Why are you now focusing on somebody else's assignment? Why are you jumping from task to task? January, one business. February, one business. April, one business. June, one business. Overnight success takes minimum of 10 years. Overnight success takes minimum of 10 years. Say, this person, he just succeeded overnight. That's minimum of 10 years on that task. Every day. Reports there every day. Before the success begins to emerge. Number 3 is vision. You must have a vision. Vision will not give you distraction. Vision will not give you vision will not bring you division. Vision, you can see the light up, this all these lights down. Focusing on me here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. All this, they are focusing here so you can see me clearly. If they take them out, then that's the same thing with vision. Keep beaming the light on that area of assignment. Keep beaming the light. Have a vision. People that have vision, they don't move. They don't walk about aimlessly. They don't go about aimlessly. Some people don't go to smart school, but they have vision. I have a friend. He didn't go to smart school. He's a multimillionaire. And one day we're talking. He said, "Me, I don't go. I know they go up and down. I know they go up and down. And honestly, he doesn't go up and down. The vision is what he's working with. Face the vision God has given to you. If you are to start a business, face the business. If you have a vision for a business, you are still working somewhere, learning, gaining momentum, and all that. That's okay. It's all right. But you can't be a person without vision. You don't have any. Ladies, before you marry a guy, ask him for his vision. What's your plan? What's your purpose? What's your intention? Very important. Number four, key to turn around in business and career is discipline. Be disciplined. Be disciplined. Every indisciplined person is a potential failure. Every indisciplined person is a failure in the making. Just like they say somebody is a success in the making, or wife in the making, or husband in the making. Indisciplined person is failure in the making. You can be sure that the person will eventually fail. Every indisciplined person is a failure in the making. It might not be a failure presently, but you will still fail. Discipline is very important. Discipline is the soul of an army. It makes small number formidable. It procures success to the weak. You might be weak, but if you are disciplined, you'll be successful. But if you are not disciplined, there's no way your business can be successful. Number five, as spoken in the first service, key to turn around in business is hard work and diligence. Proverbs 22 verse 29, see that with man diligence in his business, he shall stand before kings and not ordinary men. Proverbs chapter 6, from verse 6, it says, go to the hand, do you sluggard, and see how his work. He doesn't have any overseer. And he is successful, despite the fact that he doesn't have anybody supervising him. Go there and be diligent. The Bible says in Psalms 1 and verse 3 particularly, he says, whatsoever he doeth shall what? Prosper. Whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. In Romans chapter 12 and verse 11, it says, be not slothful in business. It says, be fervent in spirit and serving the Lord. Be not slothful in your business. Be not sloth. Sloth is like being a person who is draggy, who is slothful, who cannot move, who is not ready to put in what it takes. I pray that the Lord will help us in Jesus' name. Say a louder amen. Number six is faithfulness or trustworthiness. If you will be successful in your business, be faithful. Be trustworthy. In Titus chapter 2 verse 7, Titus 2 verse 7, the Bible says, in all things, showing thyself a pattern of good work in doctrine, showing uncorruptness, gravity, and sincerity. That's what they call trustworthiness. When they give you money to keep, don't let the money disappear. Be trustworthy. Be faithful in your task. Don't say, I don't know what happened. I don't know how the money disappeared. Maybe it is rats that came to carry it. I don't even know what happened. Because if you give them money to give, all kinds of story. To give them goods to keep, all kinds of, you'll be hearing all kinds of cock and bull story. Be faithful. I once had a driver some years ago. One day he just came to me and said something was wrong with my car. And I said, but you know we are traveling to Lagos for something. He said, yeah, something is wrong with it. I said, no problem. We'll not buy the parts here. Since we are going to Lagos, we'll buy it from Lagos. They said, no, let's buy it. I said, no, we'll buy it in Lagos. Let the mechanic remove the part here. Let's go to Lagos. When we get there, we'll buy the parts. So when we got to Lagos, I contacted somebody to buy the part for me instead of he buying the part. Was not happy about it. So I already knew something was wrong. So when we got back here, I called another mechanic entirely. I just contacted one of our pastors. I said, can you give me a mechanic? He said, yes. So I got the mechanic. I said, they said this thing spoiled in this car. Please, can you change it? When they took it, they said they came and said, ah, no, the one there before is brand new. This one too is brand new. Nothing's wrong. He wanted to pocket at 5,000. And then he would just come and say, they've changed it where they did not change anything. Faithfulness, trustworthiness. If he had asked me for that money, I'd say, please, I need this money for someone. It's Konya, I'll give him. I've given him more than that before. But what's the problem? It's just got some people, the unfaithfulness is their blood. They inherited it from their father's father. Forefathers. Be faithful. Be trustworthy. Don't play the Nigerian game. If you play the Nigerian game, you suffer the Nigerian suffering. Don't play the Nigerian game. Any assignment in your hand, do it as unto God. As if God is the one you are dealing with. Number 7, keys that will turn around your business and your career is get information. Get information. Information is what leads to your transformation. Get adequate information concerning your business. Keep updating yourself so that you not be outdated. Keep updating yourself. What do you think killed Nitel? Nitel was outdated. Nitel was a young business, just came in from South Africa called MTN. As they came in, they brought in new concepts. You don't need small stress. You buy a SIM card, you buy a phone, you start calling. Nitel, you have to go and beg them. You give them something. They will put ladder, long ladder, and put handkerchief at the end. They will not be following you. They now go to the ladder. They will join wire together. They now begin to press. Many of you, many people here didn't really even know too much of Nitel then. It was a multi-billion naira business. Nitel is gone. Why? They did not improve on the information that they had. They were operating with analog when the world had changed to digital. Get information on your business. There are some ways of doing things now. If you do it like that, like the way they used to do it then, you cannot grow. You have to look for modern ways of doing things. In those days, anytime you want to send a letter to somebody, you have to first write it. You buy an envelope. Then you buy a postage stamp. Then you go and put it inside one hole. Then it will be going there small. Within 3 weeks or 4 weeks, it will get there. Now, if you send something, now it's there now. Now. Things have changed. Get information in your area of business. Things are improving. In that your area of assignment, go and look for the modern ways of doing things. Don't be a cake. Develop yourself. Equip yourself. No, don't wait for anything. They didn't develop me. Oh, don't wait for anyone to develop you. Develop yourself. Equip yourself. Add value to yourself. Number 8 is be in covenant with God. Any business that we grow and develop must be a business of a giver. And the first is covenant practice. As God blesses you, honor God. Covenant practice honors God. It honors God. It honors God. When he blesses you, you give him his own portion for the administration of his work. The businessman that honors God with tithing is blessed. The pastor that honors God with tithing is blessed. The one that doesn't honor God with tithing, he will be poor. Because he's not honoring God. And it will show. Covenant practice. So I want to say, verse 1, except the Lord build the house, labor in vain that build. And number 9, where I stopped in the first service, is possess the spirit of wisdom. Wisdom is very important. Proverbs 4, verse 7 says, wisdom is the principal. When you say something is the principal thing, you know it's very important. Say, anything you want to do in your business and career, get. Okay, don't you know it's lack of wisdom for somebody to be working in a place and you are fighting your boss? The person that is paying you salary, you are now fighting the person. That's like automatic invitation to sack. Your boss is your boss. Your boss is your boss. Either the person is short, tall, fat, or whatever. Either the person is slim or short or is pro-max, anyone. You have to give the person the respect. That's wisdom. It's wisdom for you as an employer to pay your staffs. Pay them the income you said you are going to pay them. Give them their salary. Don't eat their income. Don't eat it. That's poison. Don't eat it. Impossible. How to eat? But the minimum you can do, what you promise, what you bargain, what you agreed on, if you cannot pay them, let them go home. Don't keep. Why do you have a secretary that you cannot pay for? Be your own secretary. It means you have not reached the level of having a secretary. If you cannot pay your secretary, you are owing your secretary salary. You lack wisdom. Why are you carrying secretary that you cannot pay for? Why are you carrying driver you cannot pay for? Sack the driver, let him go home. You go and be doing another business. Drive yourself. Your hand has not cut. It's wisdom. Someone say wisdom. It's wisdom. Why are you taking more staffs when you can't pay them? Why are you taking more staff when it's not as if they injected you with something? Why are you taking more staffs? You cannot pay them salary. Why don't you let them go and look for something to do? Take the number of staff you can pay conveniently. Somebody say amen. Wisdom is just wisdom. It's just wisdom. Number 10. Key that will lead us into a turnaround in our business is to possess passion for the work and assignment you are doing. Possess passion. People are powerless because they are passionless. Any business you are doing, have passion for it. If you are an electrician, do the work with passion. If you are selling something, do it with passion. There is no business where people cannot be successful. Are you one of the guys that built this, where I worked with us when this church was being built? One day he was talking to me and he said, "You guys, you are really making money." I said, "We thank God, but how many houses do you have?" He said, "I must not tell you." I said, "How many houses do you have?" He said, "Three houses. Bricklayer. He has three houses. He has passion for the work. Have passion for your work. Have passion for your assignment. Have passion as a teacher. Have passion for it. If the salary you are collecting now is not paying you, one day, your students will become great. They will do things for you. They will do things for you. From time to time, for me, I look for my teacher sometimes. If I remember in primary school, you were very passionate and you were talking very well, I will go and look for you. Secondary school, I will go and look for you. I will search. I will Google your name, find out where you are now. So I've done it several times. Because of passion. For those that didn't come to school, they will not teach us well. Just forget them. Have a passion for your assignment. Have a passion for your work. Your passion gives you your portion. The first thing your employer will see in you is your passion. Once they see that you have a passion, they will place you in the right position. Once people come to your business, they want to see that you have passion. Only businesses that have passion give good services. There are some places people will not give good service. They'll be calling, come and attend to them. No. Your passion gives you good customer service to your customer. Do you know if you don't have customer, you don't have business? You don't have business. So have good passion. Or if their customer will be calling them, they will even switch off the phone. Say it's Sunday. I don't pick call of customer on Sunday. Passion. And when we say customer, we don't only mean people you buy from. Some customers that are internal. Some people you work with, they are like your customers. You must give them passionate service. Don't ever think that being born again can replace your passion for your business. Some people are born again, but they are born again, and they are very, very poor. Poor and born again. Poor, but yet born again. Because they are not giving their work passion. They are going to heaven, yes, but in this earth, they are ready to suffer till that time of death. They are not giving their work passion. They are waiting for the day Jesus will come back. Jesus will come back, but he wants you to dominate here. Like I said in the first service, says, occupy till I come. Do well here. Do well here till I come. Let me meet you doing well here. Somebody say amen. Somebody say amen. Number 11. Key that will bring about success for you in your business and career is determination. You will face a lot of challenges in your business. You will face a lot of challenges in your business. Be determined to succeed. Be determined to do well. Don't chicken out because of small challenges. Don't quickly close down your shop. Many of you here, you have closed down your business. Go and reopen it tomorrow. Go and reopen that business tomorrow. Many of you want to resign by month end. I'm tired. I'm going to another company. Do you know what you will face in that other company? What you will face in that other company, you might be surprised, might be worse than what you face in where you are coming from. There's no challenge-free zone in life. There is no challenge-free zone. There's no place you will go that you will not. Is there any place you will go and work? They'll just be paying you. Just sit down in front of CNN. You will not do any work. Nowhere. Be determined like the bulldog that will always go back. Nobody here will be a failure. In your career, you will never be a failure. I say in your career, you will never be a failure. If your business failed in 2021, go and start again. If your appraiser last year was very low, this year, be determined to change the trajectory. Be determined to change the analysis. Be determined to change the figures. Someone say determination. Number 12 is positive attitude. If you look at the word attitude, attitude, if you sum up the figure for each of those words, it brings you to 100. A is 1. TT is 2020. I, media. Okay, I is what? 9. Am I right? If you go on and on and on like that till the end, you will see that where the total sum of attitude is 100. It means that with a positive attitude, you are sure to be successful. If you are going, how can you be working in a place and you are using I to I your boss? This is wrong. How can you run a business and then you are slamming the phone on your customers? You are slamming the phone on your customers. You are keeping the customers waiting. They are in the waiting room 2 hours, 3 hours. You say, please wait. Our guy is taking tea. The customer is the one paying your salary, is the one keeping you business. You are taking tea 2 hours, 3 hours, the customer is still waiting. After he has been dying with you, you are spending money because your customers are bringing money. When they take their money to another competitor, you will know the purpose of business. Have a positive attitude in your business. Have a positive disposition. Stop frowning when you are attending to your customers. If you don't feel like smiling, you must smile by force. Because you are trying to gain your customers. Before you serve the customer, they will watch your attitude. While you are serving the customer, they will watch your attitude. After you have served the customer, they will watch your attitude. Somebody say amen. Everything is not Bible. Something is just wisdom. Before you serve the customer, you are very good. You go there, you do everything. After you serve the customer, you cannot say you are good or you are just in between. Then after you have sold to the customer, then you shut up the customer. No email, no phone call, no text message, no visit to the customer, no appreciation to the customer. He will carry his business somewhere else. Except your business is a monopoly or an oligopoly. If your business is a monopoly, that you are the only one in that business. Well, that was working Nigerian Railway. You know Nigerian Railway? When Nigeria, hallelujah. My mother used to work in Nigeria Railway. 9 months, they would not pay them salary. 9 months, 10 months, they would not pay them salary. They were the only railway. And I don't think, up to now, I don't think they have any railway. So that's the business that you can do. Business is idea. Business is an idea. So it means that in that rail business now, there's a business there. Somebody is there, the only one there, but the person is a failure. Go in. Go to the internet and browse Chinese railway companies. Incorporate your own company. Send them a letter. My name is so. I just hired a company. I want to launch this. I have skill. Fund this business. Let's partner. You take 50, I take 50. Within 1 year, your life has changed. That's how businesses grow. I know somebody here. I know somebody. The person... I will not give you too much details because you might know the person. This man is a little elderly now. You know how he's a billionaire now. You know how he made his money. He was reading newspaper. I've told you this story before. He was reading newspaper one day and he saw that some guys in China was looking for people that are trustworthy, that they can be sending engines to them in Nigeria for them to sell. He said, why not? He was selling something else before, but into motor business. He's in this town. The person I'm talking about is in this town. And he's still alive now. He sent letter to them. Posted it on those days. Posted it to them. I can do it. Be sending it to me. For me to be selling, I'll be selling. That was how he started going into that. He has several businesses now. Cars, sells tires. He's into manufacturing. He's into Okada selling. Many, many businesses now. Business is about ideas. But you cannot excel in business with a poor attitude. See, if you have a business, ensure the person at your customer service, at the entrance of your business, is a person that knows how to serve people very well. Not over money that will be taking Bollywood and be using it to chuk ekpa while customer is talking. And you be chuking ekpa like, yes or no? What do you say? And it's attending to customer. They will send away all your business, all your customers. Some people that are very close to me here know the story very well. Many years ago, I used to work in a particular organization. And then in the morning, they used to give us about 10 minutes to go and eat in the morning. So the time I was supposed to go and eat in the morning, I used it to go and withdraw. I wanted to go and withdraw from another bank. That organization too was a bank. So I wanted to withdraw a little bit from my savings. And as I got there in the morning, I got there before 8. They opened by 8. So 8, I just entered. And then they were just doing rubbish. They were chatting. Hey, girl, what's up? How's it? Oh, your hair looks nice. Your hair rings. Oh, duh. Initially, I was taking it easy. After some time, I just went to the platform. You know, I did my analysis. What is this? Is this how to run a business? You want to, what do you mean? Is this, they started shaking like this. Said, my friend. So they treated my withdrawal, my little change. I wanted to withdraw. They now phoned somebody in my office. Said, what is the level of that boy? That boy, this was in year 2000. They said, what's the level of that boy? That is just a small boy here. He said, so come and see how we did pepper for. That bank now has folded up. A small boy, a 36-year-old boy, bought that bank later. A 36-year-old boy at that time bought that same bank, bought it over. Why? The customer service was poor. The attitude was poor. If you are going to excel in business, give your business good attitude. Your service must be quintessential. Must be second to none. You're sweeping on customer in the morning. You did not come early. You're sweeping on customer. Ever Loma Sra Dusty on you disturb me. What is it? How come? Customer. May the Lord give us understanding. May the Lord give us understanding. Receptability attracts. Poor attitude repels. When you are receptive, when you have a good attitude, it attracts people to you. When you have a poor attitude, it repels. Nobody wants to come there and say, that business, don't go there. This one, don't go there. That one. But when you are receptive, then your business and your career will continue to progress. Number 13. Somebody being blessed, shout hallelujah. Number 13. He is always be grateful. If you are going to excel in your business, always be grateful. Psalm 92 and verse 1. Always be grateful. It's a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto his name, O Most High. Any level you are now, you have to thank God for it to go to another level. Always be grateful. Don't be a murmurer. Don't kill that career with murmuring. It's until you get to the top before you know the challenges of being at the top. Don't be quick to condemn those who are ahead of you. When you get there, you will know that Paco is not rubber. Be grateful. Thank God for where you are. Thank God for that level. You are the one that caused it level. And a little level. I'm still a junior staff. You're a junior staff today. You'll be a senior staff tomorrow. Your business is a small business today. It will grow tomorrow. You are an employee today. You'll be an employer tomorrow. Always be grateful. So that you'll not be a grateful. Be grateful. Thank God. Thank God. I saw somebody now. I wanted to tell you the person's story, but I don't know if the person will be. So let me just leave it. But you know, God can turn anybody's life around with gratitude. God can turn anybody's life around. Somebody who is doing. How many of us know Métis, doing tea and bread for people, can now become somebody that is a very great person today. Just doing tea and egg for people. See, the person is here now. Then, so God can change your life, but you have to thank God. You have to be grateful. If you continue to complain that things are not good, there's no way that business can grow. Always look at the good side of everything. You know the problem with us? We want everything at once. That's the problem with mankind. If possible, you want to have BSc immediately, MSc immediately, PhD immediately, and become a professor straight. How come? How is it possible? Who does that? Life is in phases. Men are in sizes. God is still taking you somewhere. He's not finished with you. And lastly, before I give you the icing, I promise, if time permits. You want that one? Okay, 14. Be committed to the kingdom of God. Don't let your business or your career overwhelm your commitment to God. After all you have done in this world, one day you will give an account to God of how you spent your life. So will you now tell God that I use my life only for the purpose of this sewing business or this food business or this car business or this law business or this banking business or this cement business? You just that's the only thing you want. No. That's not a good life. You must show yourself valuable to the person that brought you here, which is the Almighty God. Let your life count for eternity. Don't live your life for children alone. My children, my husband, my career. So that's the only thing they work for. No. Give God his own time. Matthew 6, verse 33. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and every other thing shall be added unto you. As I round up, before I go into the icing, do you know that the people on the other side, they pray 5 times a day? 5 times. Their first prayer in the morning is around 5:30 or to 6. Many believers are still sleeping at that time. And if the event, if some believer eventually wake up, maybe that 5:30 or that 6, and they wake up to pray, that prayer is the last till the night. How come? And we are competing in the same market. We are competing for the same business. Maybe that's why David was involved 10 times. David was praising God 7 times. Psalm 119:165. And he was praying to God 3 times. Psalm 55 verse 17. My prayer is that God will bless everyone here in the name of Jesus. Psalm 119:165. 55. 17. Thank you, Lord. Now, quickly this morning, beloved, how to start a business without capital. Somebody wants to hear this quickly this morning? Starting a business is not a mirage, honestly. I wish I had time. I would have also showed us how to get a job in 24 hours. Yes. Yes. You can get a job in 24 hours. I'm telling you. But there's no time. But I will show you this one this morning. I wanted to shift this to the men's program before. Please don't miss that men's program coming up. A lot of things will be happening. Talking on relationship with women. Talking on for young people. All these toasting skills will be released. I know that's the one you'll be interested in. The one that will cane you too will be there. Praise the Lord. That's on a lighter note. Vital information that will change your life will be happening there. Please make sure you are there, like I said, first Sunday in February. Now let's go on quickly. This morning, how to start a business with account. Number one, sell your personal belongings. What are you doing with many cars when you say you have business? What are you doing with trinkets? Shoes that have stone everywhere. Bags that cannot be counted, and phones that are numerous. My PA was telling me a story last night, around 9 p.m. last night, that a lady somewhere yesterday, they stole 2 of her phones. One of the phone is 300 and something thousand. I think the other one is 500,000 or so. A student. That is, those 2 phones is close to 900,000. And I say, you need capital. I don't understand. You are actually making phone call with your capital. You are calling with your capital. You are making a call with your capital. What are you doing with multiple? You don't need it. You need capital to run the business. Number 2, how can you start a business without capital? Use your little savings that you have saved over the years. We have taught us many times, beloved, that we must always save, no matter how big or how small your income. Save. Always save. Always. Every organization must have savings. Every family must have savings. Every student must have savings. While I was a student, by God's grace, after my first session, I don't think I collected money at home. You collecting money at home and all these things. I will work during holiday. I will get some money and I will use it during the time. Go back again. People don't want to work anymore. So work and save. Be saving for the rainy day. That money you are earning now, you say it's too small. Somebody is earning it and it's doing so much.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. My time has run out already. Number three, how to start business without capital is sales of shares and investments. You have retirement pension fund. You have retired and you have pension somewhere. Liquidate it and use it to start a business. You have shares that you have bought many years ago or your parents bought for you. Liquidate that shares and use it to start your business. What's the essence of it? What's the shares doing there? Sell it off and use it to start your business. Years ago, before this church started, the church I was pastoring then, one of our students there, a young lady, she eventually graduated with first class. She's used egg to sustain herself. Egg. She was selling egg to students in the campus. And that was what she used to sustain herself. Whatever you have around you as an investment, sell it off and start a business. If that's your area, because not everybody will start a business and not everybody will run businesses. That's the truth. Some people will excel through careers. Some people will match their calling is in career. But I'm talking at this time for those who desire to start business and they don't have capital. Then, or you might want to start a business in the future. You have a long-term plan for a business in the future and you don't know where to get capital. This is where to get the capital. Investments can be sold off. You bought land. Buy land in far places and leave it there. Do you know till now there are some land of 75,000, 50,000 till now in this same state? Buy it. When you are ready to sell it for the business you want to start, it's already 500,000. It's already 1 million naira. Sell it off. Sell it off. Land is one of the major investments you can invest in at almost nothing, and you make good money in the future. Sometimes it's up to 1,000%, 2,000% increase. Save up, buy it, keep it, leave it there. It's called land banking. You bought the land, it's like a savings. You kept it somewhere. 10 years later, you bring out the paper. You say, please sell it for me. Something you bought for 40,000. You say, now, please, can you sell it for 4 million? Please, I'm begging you. Please, I'm begging you. They will be begging you to sell it. Somebody say, amen. I'm on number one now. Eh? Four. But time has gone. Do I click complete it or I should leave it to another time? Okay, let's quickly complete it then. Wow. It'll be difficult to complete this. Okay. Number four is through gifts. You can start business through gifts. You had baby and they gave you money for naming ceremony. Don't spend it all up. That's your capital for your business. The money they gave to you when you had your baby is a capital. You did wedding, they were spraying you. All the ones is capital for your business. Don't take it to the market and use it to buy electronics. You buy the television. You buy all this executive something. No. Save it up. All the gifts, when you want to start a business too, and you are a good person, people will bless you. People will bless you. People will assist you one way or the other. So please, you can use it to start. And let me give us one more. And then we must close. It is that partnership and joint venture. Partnership and joint. To start a business without capital, you can bring your skill. Somebody will bring his capital. You can bring your skill. You can bring your strength and your labor. Somebody will bring the capital. You, please, bring the capital. Sis, how much do you have now? I don't have much. 2 million. 2 million. Oh, yeah, let us agree. I don't have capital, but I have brain and I have strength. We join hands together. We share it at this low percentage. But make sure if you are doing joint venture, it must have legal backing. Don't do joint venture with anybody without signing a legal backing. Lawyer must be involved. Lawyers in the house, I'm marketing you now. Lawyers must be involved. Don't do business with somebody without a legal, must be written contract, signed and sealed by a qualified lawyer that went to the Nigerian Bar Association or any other bar, maybe American Bar, you are in Nigeria anyway. So it's important that you do that. And of course, make sure that you do businesses only with those that you agree with. Amos chapter 3, verse 3. Can two work together? Except don't do a business with somebody that you don't share the same principles. Somebody you don't share the same principles, don't do that. I pray that the Almighty God will bless each one and your businesses will progress. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Anybody blessed this morning? If you are blessed, shout hallelujah. If you are blessed, shout hallelujah. It's a good place to clap for Jesus.
Wow! I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. I appreciate you.